This is Let's Talk Business with your host, Genevieve Sims. Now, here's Genevieve Sims.
Welcome to Let's Talk Business, a show that highlights and promotes entrepreneurs to learn more about their vision, goals, and marketing strategies. Coming up on the show today, we're going to have a roundtable discussion with our co-hosts, Heather, Kian, and Kirby. So you're in for a special treat. I'm your host, Genevieve Sims, owner of the Evolve Firm. At Evolve, we redefine your brand, identify and craft dynamic strategies that seamlessly integrate graphics, web, social media, and print. We don't just create brands, we inspire evolution. And today we have Heather.
Hello, happy to be here. Great. So my name is Heather Boehm. I am a business coach and trainer and owner of Onset Professional Development, where we give business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals the confidence they need and clarity they need to take action in their business.
And I am Kirby Caden. I am a certified business coach slash consultant. I work primarily in sales, marketing, the customer journey, and I help people realize their dreams.
I'm Kian Frith. I'm the CEO of KV Impact Consulting. I am a CFO consultant, and I'm also a cyber risk specialist.
A quick reminder to follow the Let's Talk Business podcast on all the major podcast platforms and social media where you can catch video versions of the show. You can get to everything easily from our website, satalkradio.com. Today is a sneak peek into the excitement that awaits at our Mega Mixer on May 16th. Today is a special show where we dive deep into the world of networking, covering the do's and the don'ts and the etiquettes that make connections truly impactful. You can sign up for the event on satalkradio.com. So right now, we're going to go and dive right into it. Right, guys?
Yes. Absolutely.
Looking forward to this. I like the fact we're looking at etiquette. It sounds like that very English.
That's definitely Kian's word there.
Yes.
Just remarkably British.
Do you want to go into the position of the pinky or no? Not yet. A little later.
No.
Good.
We'll hold back now.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Everybody knows that we all have to network when it comes to our business, right? And for those who have never done a networking event, when they enter into a space where there's all sorts of business professionals in all different industries, it can get very overwhelming. So I want to know from you, hosts, how do you walk into a networking event and how do you interact and create these connections?
Well, I got to say, and I'm sort of more in the sales role, so it's a little easier for me than most. I still have to get myself in the right mindset.
Absolutely.
Number one is preparation. And I think for this, you have to have a mindset of abundance, of gratitude, and of giving. If you go into the event with this notion that it's a grab, you've got the wrong approach, I believe. So with your pocket full of business cards, you have to go into it with this assumption and confidence that you are going to help somebody out, because ultimately that is absolutely going to come back to you. And that's really how I approach it. But really, this is a very unique situation, I think, because all of these people have been on a podcast, right? So you can do your research. And you got to get in your mindset, I have a goal. I am going to help X number of people, and I'm going to get at least 3, 5, 10 people that could benefit from what I do. And I think that preparation, you can go to Patreon. You can see everybody's podcast, do your research, and figure out who you want to get to know. So that's how I start.
I come at it from a little bit different because I think the hardest part of going to a networking event is getting there, like actually going, because you know who's going to notice that you're not there? No one. No one would notice. There's no natural accountability when it comes to networking events. It's your choice and you have to go of your own volition. Once you're there, it's a lot easier. You know, you step in and then it's getting in that mindset and mixing and mingling. But for me, it's, you actually have to go. So setting myself up for success, I have to decide beforehand that I'll be going. I have to have it on my calendar. And if I let myself go home before the event, it's even harder because then my kids are there. They're like, Mommy, don't go. The drive is long. The traffic comes up. I mean, especially evening events, it can be pretty hard. So you know, even going one step back further from being at the event, it's if you can force yourself to go to the event, how can you do that? Accountability partners are great, telling people that you're going to be there, but just get yourself to the event first and then let yourself get into the groove of it is one of the biggest things that I had to overcome, was making myself go.
I love that. I think that's so key. I mean, especially for mothers, entrepreneurs out there, at the end of the day, you're so tired. You're so tired. So like Kirby said, you have to get in that mindset. You have to be ready to talk to people. And sometimes it's the hardest thing, especially if you're an introvert.
Definitely. I mean, I was just thinking that mindset, like I'm naturally a little bit of a talker. These days, haven't always been like that. And there's something in my story that says I definitely never used to be. But these days I can walk into a room and I'm quite happy just to go and talk to people. But I've took my wife to a networking event. She's naturally very, very introverted. So actually encouraging her with a mindset to go and talk to someone else isn't the easiest. But so even just trying to get yourself in that mindset isn't the easiest. Now, for someone who's very, very introverted, going, you need to turn up with a mindset that you're going to go network and you're going to go and present the best self, it's not easy. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult to walk across the room and talk to somebody that you've never met before if you're an introvert.
So
what advice would you guys give to an introvert going to a networking event where they're out of their comfort zone completely?
Yeah, good question. The first thing is that it's a little bit like speed dating in that everybody has...
I've never done that.
Oh, you should try it.
You can try that.
It's an experience. No, I've never actually done it. But what I'm trying to say, though, in all seriousness, is with respect to the mindset, everybody's there for the same reason, right? It's not the greater your network as a business professional, whether you are an owner or whether you are a piece of that organization, a critical piece of that organization. You always do better when your network grows. So if everybody is in the same mindset and you take the approach that I want to help you, and part of that is I think you have to have some opening lines, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just like speed dating. The good thing is it doesn't matter what you look like or how tall you are. Thank God. it's really about... being other focused and helping other people. So what do you do? And what brought you to the event? And how can I help you be successful? And when you start with those and get somebody else talking, and you are doing active listening, they're engaged with you and they feel like they have a partnership, and it will come back to you twofold, I believe.
Well, you go ahead.
I'm just wondering, what's your favorite chat up line? But what's your favorite opening line at a networking event?
Hi, Kirby, how are you? I'm Kirby. What do you do? Yeah. Now, don't use Kirby because that won't work.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're the sales professional and you're very well regarded. Perhaps
we'll
open more doors.
Well, that's the thing, though. There have been events where I've walked up to people because I do the same thing. I want to know what you do. Why are you here? Who do you want to meet?
Right.
And I have had conversations where they do not ask that back. And so I don't get to talk about what I do. But that's the name of the game. Some people just aren't asking questions, but they talk a lot. So I'm able to figure out if they're going to be a good connection, or even if they're not, I can connect them to somebody else in the room that is a good connection for them, even if I'm not going to be.
That's a great point. Yeah. Asking them who they would like to meet. Mark is very good at this. Mark says, how can I help you? Who do you need to meet? What's a great ideal client for you? That's a great way to start. But I want to say something about that, Heather, is if you find yourself engaged with a one-way dialogue, and this is really important, you have to figure out a really smooth way, a gracious way, to get out. Well, I'm so interested to hear that, Heather.
Yeah.
I'll be looking out for you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, that's when I usually bring in that, and who would you love to be connected to with this? And then I'm like, that person's
for you. The best way to pivot.
Yeah, right? You're adding value
bring
and not stuck
somebody
in a
in when you step out. And that's how it should, I think that is one of the most important things. I'm glad you brought that up, is before you leave somebody, never leave somebody alone.
Oh my gosh,
that is a number one thing. That should be an etiquette across the board. When you're done with a conversation, think of who they said that is a good referral for them, or even if it's somebody just walking by that you do know. Hey, so-and-so, this is my friend. I just met him. Think you guys would make a great connection here. If you excuse me for a second, I'll be back. Mm-hmm. And then you step out and go find someone else to talk to. But it's a good way to pivot.
Yeah.
Well, and there's good advice for the true introverts that go to the networking event, too, is to look out for those people like the us's at events instead of hanging out on the side. Because I actively go, I'll go to anybody who's standing alone.
Oh, yeah, that's my
and
number
I go
one
pair
thing.
Them up with, like, it's like matchmaking for networking. But if you find that little social butterfly who's just flitting around and talking to everybody, you only have to get over one hump of uncomfortableness of introducing yourself to that person, and you can tell them how uncomfortable you are. And they'll still introduce you to people if you just tell them what you do and who you're looking to meet. Because, like, I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, you're a financial planner? Great. You probably want to read a real estate agent. Right. Let's go over there.
It's an interesting one. I think there's another aspect you could actually introduce here. And I've tried it myself, being new to this city. And particularly over the last year or two when I was coming back and forward on my own and just meeting people for the first time, is actually when you're registering at that front desk, when you turn up, hey, no, my name is, I'm new to here, I'm interested in meeting. And so actually you put it out there straight away as you're actually, you know, ticking off your name there at that reception desk. And invariably someone goes, oh, wait a minute, let me introduce you to. And that worked really, really nicely.
Well, it also helps that you have a British accent, Kian.
That does help a lot. You have an advantage.
Yeah, I think
you want to work on it, guys. You know,
yeah, I think I'm going to work on it. I think that would be helpful.
We're going to come up with different accents every event.
Heather, I think you said something really important. If you are an introvert, it's great to find somebody that's alone. They're in exactly the same situation. So that's the first person. Find somebody that's alone before you try to break into an aggregation or group of people that are together. Mm-hmm. Try to find somebody alone and introduce yourself to them. It's a great way to start.
Body language, too. This is something I learned. One of the things I learned from the B&I trainings, there's the, if they're a group and it's closed, it's a little hard to shoulder your way in. But if there's like an opening, like there are two people and they're kind of talking like this, where they're they leave an opening, you know, like the circle of friends. And I just shoulder my way into a closed group because I'm not uncomfortable. But if you are uncomfortable, if there's an opening, technically in networking etiquette, that means you can enter the conversation. Mm-hmm. And I do.
Yes. So,
One other thing I'd love to suggest is if somebody's feeling alone or they really want introduction, they don't know how to do it, and you know one of us, come say something to us and we'll take you around. We'll help you. We'll introduce you. We've had the opportunity to meet mostly everybody that comes to these things. So let us help you too. And we'll be your tour guide to the degree that we can.
I like that. The tour guides.
Well, in San Antonio, at least, I'm not sure how networking works in other cities, but that'd work anywhere. You may not be at our event, but if you go to almost any event and you find the us type personalities, if you see that person actively like going and pulling people from the sidelines or going up to people alone, that's probably a good bet that they're the kind of person that will connect you to someone else. So just find that one butterfly that you can connect with that'll pollinate everybody else for you. That's probably a really bad but like it works.
Well, especially the person that invites you to the event, you know, of course they're not going to leave you hanging. And if you are, make note of that so you don't do that. That's a don't.
I have another suggestion, too. If you feel like this is not your cup of tea, bring somebody. Buy a second ticket. Bring somebody to being your wing person.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I didn't say wing man. To be your wing person so that you can either divide and conquer or that you can help each other. When somebody runs out of things to say or ask questions, whatever, it's always good to have somebody else there.
Well, and that kind of brings to the second part of networking. So there's the showing up, there's the mixing and the mingling, and then there's the what to do next with
it.
So you can show up to a networking event, mingle, get everybody's business cards, and still nothing will come of it if you don't do anything with those business cards.
And follow up.
Everyone has that problem where you get like a stack of business cards that you have not done anything with. I know I have a box. And so if that happens, then you might as well have not gone.
Yeah.
So what are some of y'all's tips and tricks to keeping the ball rolling and making use of these connections you've made?
Well, for me, I always want to exchange business cards. Sometimes they don't have it. I'll ask them to put their contact information into my phone. But the most important thing for me at these events, when you're meeting a lot of people, is to take notes. And I like to take notes, if not on their card, on my own card, so I have context. For me, the next day is the magic. If you don't have an email in their inbox very early the next day, hey, Genevieve, it was great to meet you yesterday. I understand that you're awesome at design, and I can help you in one way or the other, whatever. But to do that the next day is really critical. And then to digitize all of it. Having those cards do nothing. Getting them into your database one way or the other is the tricky thing. And there are ways to scan it with your phone or however, but it's got to get in there and you've got to categorize those people. And that's a great way to follow up, I think.
It's interesting you talk about email. One of the things I found being here in the US is that text messaging is really
great.
Prevalent.
Great.
It's not the same in the UK. It's definitely not the same in the offshore world off the coast of France where I used to work. That's for Mark's benefit when he listens to this. text messaging didn't really happen, but I find it happens a great deal here. So I take a business card and I make sure that I've texted them or emailed them and I get a feel for what the person's going to prefer.
Right.
And I always connect with them on LinkedIn. Get that down really quickly to just build out that following. So actually making sure that your content is hopefully going to get seen with them.
Right.
If the algorithm is working in your favor. Unless like yourself today, Kirby, you've seen something that was posted up before Christmas and it's appeared on your feed today. But hey, that's the joy of LinkedIn algorithm.
Yeah.
See, I'm bad at the follow-up. I network a lot and I'm around a lot, but sitting down at my computer and boop, 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 not my favorite thing, nor do I make a lot of time for it because I'm booked solid.
Exactly. I'm on the same boat as you.
It's just difficult. And Mark would insert himself here and say, well, what a great use for a VA, Heather. Right. So Mark,
I was actually thinking that too. I was going to give a shout out.
I already know exactly how I'm going to utilize my VA when I get one. But to overcome that, because I know I'm naturally bad at it, if I meet someone especially that I know I want a further relationship with, we're all business owners. We're all entrepreneurs. I ask them for a meeting right then and there at the networking event. You know what? You're someone I'd really love to grab coffee with. Do you have your calendar on your phone? Because if you don't, okay, it's 2024. Get your calendar on your phone. and I'll set meetings right then and there. And it's not a sales meeting. It's a coffee meeting. It's a let me get to know you meeting. I think I set 3 at the BPSA event. And my goal is to always get at least 2 to 3 meetings set for the next week.
That's great.
I like that approach. So you did business in Dallas, didn't you?
No, actually I didn't. I was only ever an employee in Dallas.
Oh,
but
really?
I just won't follow up with a stack of business cards. I know myself.
That's really good.
And so in order to overcome that natural, what is it called, weakness that I have, which is the inputting data is the worse. I don't make time for it. I need a VA for that. So I just
Or you need to train your 3-year-old, one or the other.
Oh, I know. My favorite line is, you know what?
Isn't that great?
Yeah. But that's the thing. Yeah. I just tell them right then and there. I'm like, you know what I hate doing? I hate following up to follow up because half the time you send the email, they get busy. They don't respond back for a couple days. It goes back and forth and then it peters out. Don't know how many emails in my inbox are like that. So I say, hey, you know what? I hate following up to follow up. I'd love to grab coffee with you. What's your calendar look like next week?
Yeah, but I'm going to challenge you a little bit because I think as you build a network, I may not be able to do business with Kian, but Kian may know somebody. If he gets to know me, he may know somebody who could benefit from what it is that I do and vice versa. So I don't think there's ever such a thing as a bad contact.
Oh, no.
So following up with everybody and showing the tenacity to do so, I think speaks volume about who you are and your focus on helping somebody else.
Yeah, one of the things that I also do is, and everybody knows me for it, I take selfies. Mm-hmm. So I take selfies with the individual that I meet, and right then and there, we airdrop because everybody wants their photo too. So they airdrop, and then that's our personal connection.
She's because never now done that with me.
Sorry, Kirby.
Never done that with me.
I've never seen an airdrop either.
Was airdrop around? Back?
Yeah.
Were you guys not like 12 years
old? Right? Yeah.
I mean, if she does tag me.
Oh, yes, oh, I do tag you.
Yeah, I get tagged.
You get
so
tagged.
So you do good get you. Credit.
Okay. I do. Beautiful. Lots of credit.
But you that makes it better,
no.
easier.
You don't get tagged
phone,
either.
I don't get selfies. I don't get tagged. I got nothing.
Because you're not on social media.
I am, actually.
Oh, see, LinkedIn. I didn't find them.
Oh, goodness.
I'm on LinkedIn.
Are you really? Are you like at the Kirby?
At the Kirby. The. He's the only one. But we all have different tips and
styles
tricks and styles to do it. And everyone will find their own. The important thing is that you connect with them afterwards. And so when it comes to someone who's coming into this environment for the first time, especially for ours, now it's elevated to a mega mixer, not just a regular.
Yeah.
It's a mega. That means bigger and better. And that can seem a little overwhelming for somebody. How would you kind of help them overcome that so that we can get them to point A, which is to show up?
Well, I think the difference, though, with our mega mixer is people are going to want to turn up because they're hearing about the last mixer
mm-hmm.
and they're hearing what success mm-hmm. it was. So they're going to want to be there. There may be some people on the peripheral who haven't been on a podcast, so they're not too familiar with people. However, I think that the last mixer was testament to the fact that actually you want to be there because there's a bunch of people who want to connect. So I think that people are going to overcome it coming to our networking event because we set ourselves apart compared to any other networking event. And it's not going to be awkward. There can be a ton of people who are going to want to connect you to other people. And the other people, we went in some of those conversations and you look at the conversations that were going on that at the last mixer, and that's going to happen at this mixer. So if you went to the last one, you need to be at the mega mixer because there were great conversations going on just between business professionals, which was awesome. That you don't necessarily see elsewhere.
And we get people on the podcast too that don't network. Like, there are some people that you see at almost everything you go to. There are those classic networkers who I'm going to see them at BPSA, I'm going to see them at the Chamber Mixers, and I'll see them at our mega mixers. But we actively get people on the podcast that don't network. They have established businesses. If they're networking, they're business development people are the ones out networking. It's not them, but they will still come to our mixers because they've been on the podcast. So the likelihood of running into those type of people who you won't run into at your day-to-day run-of-the-mill mixers is a lot higher at this one. So that's a great incentive to come to ours, but also just, you know, going into it with a goal in mind so that you can get those wins early and relax a little.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For me, I know my goal is to book 2 or 3 meetings for the next week. And once that's done, I can kind of like, I still connect, I still chat. But once I've got at least one meeting under my belt, I feel like, okay, this is a success. I'm going to get to 2, but I can just really open up and chat now and not have to worry about
I think you touched on something there, which is really interesting. The fact that there are a number of people who come on the podcast who don't regularly network, but will come to our mixer, or come to our mega mixer. And so actually you have an opportunity to talk with some exceptional people who you can really learn from. And it's not necessarily about doing business. Just go learn from these people. I love surrounding my people with people who are way better than me, which isn't very difficult because I can just sit with anyone. but it's really, really good when you surround yourself with people who have ton more experience, ton more knowledge, and have just done stuff that you haven't done. Just go learn and apply it then into your business. You're not necessarily going to do business with that person. That person not necessarily going to do business with you, but you've learned, and that is incredible. And I've kind of learned this the hard way about lifelong learning. Just from what I do in my education when I was much younger. But I think lifelong learning is so important. And you can do that at networking events if you put yourself out there to actively listen. And we talked about active listening earlier. You go listen, just hear the journey, ask the questions to learn that person's journey.
Absolutely.
I find that so, so valuable. I would actually, at a number of networking events, I would prefer to hear someone's story and their journey than actually necessarily do business. Because I think it's just beautiful.
Yeah, you got to build those connections first and that relationship, and the business will follow eventually.
Yeah, trust is
if there's to be business with that person.
Yeah, if
but
there is to be.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely. there's that saying, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So when you're out there networking, like Kirby said, have that attitude of how can I help you instead of how you can help me. And that goes a lot further, especially when it comes to connecting people.
Yeah, you talked about mega and what mega means. It means that you really shouldn't miss it. It really means that if you're having a little guilt because you missed the last one, good. You cannot miss this one. The Mega Mixer is a must-attend event, not only for you, but bring other people from, you know, your organization to be your wingman, to divide and conquer. But more than that, I think it's a great opportunity if you have key clients to invite those key clients to be a part of that. What a great way to show how much you appreciate your clients.
That's a great idea.
An easy way to add value to almost anyone is to connect them to somebody they want to know. It may be someone you want to do business with, but if you know they're looking for trades business owners and you can connect them to a few people, well, boom, you just added a lot of value to them and all you had to do was put them in a group text. And will that pay off for you? Maybe, maybe not, but it costs you absolutely nothing and it really makes their day.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, we all spend a lot of money, or maybe we don't, on lead generation. You know, we think about our logo, we think about how we brand ourselves, we think about our social media. Go be social, and it's the most effective way because now you get to build trust where you never could with a post.
That's true. That's true. Well, we talked a lot about do's. Now let's talk about some don'ts when it comes to networking. What are some don'ts for you, especially when it comes to our mixer?
Immediately pitching your business like you're trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. I've had that happen so many times, and it's just like, okay, cool. Like, I already bought insurance, so like I have this already, yeah. But like now I know you do it too. No questions, nothing like that. And then like it kind of flatlines unless you get a me who's going to ask more questions.
Right.
But don't go straight into the pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me,
it's the demarcation between networking and partying. In other words, having it devolve into something that is more liquor and less conversation.
Right.
And something that is not other focused. I think those are the sort of the line you can't cross at these things.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to have a drink or two, but sure, don't overdo it. Don't be that person.
Know yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Know your limitations.
Definitely. I think that one thing that comes to mind for me is actually in a conversation, don't let your eyes wander around other.
Good one.
Oh, that's
so actually, when you're in a conversation, keep the eye contact and don't be talking to that person, but like, where's the next person you want to be talking to? Or basically almost showing that you're not really listening by starting to look around, you know.
That was your
really
whole,
engage.
That was your whole point about active listening, how important that is to fully engage, make them feel like
they're the center
of your universe. Exactly.
Definitely.
Right. That's good.
Definitely.
I like that.
Another thing is don't be negative. Don't come into the atmosphere of networking and use negativity as a door to a conversation. Don't say, can you believe what's going on here? Look at how unorganized this venue is or this or that, and think that that's how people connect, because that's the best way to kill that vibe.
I mean, of course, the nice thing is that our Mega Mixer, that's not something that's going to get
said.
Oh,
absolutely.
Because our Mega Mixer...
No, Samantha does a great job
at our
events.
So that's not going to happen.
But also, it's a downer.
It is a downer.
Business and networking is hard enough without complaining about it. And if you read business books, biographies of successful people, the power of positivity is a theme that comes up over and over. I mean, you have to have almost unrealistic optimism to do business, let alone succeed in it. So successful people actively go out of their way to be around negativity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I suppose around that mind is actually don't go in with a negative mindset. Yeah. Go in with a positive mindset. You know, if you go in with a negative mindset, oh man, I'm coming because I was on the podcast. I felt obliged to. Mark was sending me texts, and I need to be here. But don't go with that mindset. Go with the mindset of like, man, this is going to be a great event. This is going to be an opportunity to just go listen, to learn, to meet people, to have one or two drinks and keep it within limit. And have fun. Have a smile on your face to go with that positive mindset. Like, I think one of the great pleasures for me was seeing the photographs after of the photo booth. I think I got in it right at the
end. Say, they're always like, make a funny face. And then you guys make cute, funny faces. And I'm literally crossing my eyes and making an actual funny face in every situation. Also, Kian, how do you not know what a boomerang is?
It's Australian.
But see, when you talked about the boomerang, I mean, I was so confused. I'm like, there's no props here. Why am I supposed to hold a boomerang? I'm not an Aussie. I'm an Englishman. And so I was so confused. And then he had me jumping up and down and doing stuff. I'm like,
from the mixer where I'm like, and Kian's just standing there.
I'm sorry.
It was a setup.
Like a 10-second loop.
Yeah,
it was a setup.
Just a moment, just to mock the Englishman.
Yeah,
know?
Right.
So now Heather's done the same thing as Mark's done. It's just mock the Englishman.
I'm so sorry.
Bring it on.
Great.
But I do have to say something about faking it to make it, because sometimes you walk in and you've had a bad day and you've committed to going to this thing and you'd really rather not. And like, I've got kids. I've been in that position. I didn't sleep all night. I had a whole full day. I'm exhausted and I'm just going to have to fake it. But the funny thing is, if you truly fake it, sometimes your just attitude switches halfway through and you're like, all right, I actually am having fun. That's happened to me more times than I can count. So I just fake it now. And then all of a sudden I'm happy.
It's funny. You can imagine husband and wife teams turning up for the mega mixer and in the ride over, there's been an argument. They've been kicking off. Things have been going on in the business all day and rah, 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 at each other's heads. Get out of the car. Step in.
Oh, yeah. Hi. It's like when mom answered the phone when she was yelling at you when you were a kid. They'd be like, hello.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Well, hey, I used to get it going to church. You know, wife and I, argument, walking to church. Good morning.
Right.
So good to see you.
Right. Yeah.
Almost killed my wife on the way over.
It's painful and it's hard to do in the initial, like upfront pain. Mm-hmm. But once you start actually feeling what you're faking feeling, it's great. And then you leave in a better mood than you came.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do every day, regardless of what's happened. Disappointments always happen in business. We have a mindset of what we think should happen, and it seldom goes that way in business. But if you wake up with this sense of abundance, this sense of gratitude, and just being there and trying to lift somebody else around you, you'll feel great, you'll do great, and it'll be a very productive event.
It's interesting, you said that word a couple of times during this recording, the gratitude, and I think that's so important, is actually be grateful.
Yeah,
to have that attitude of gratitude at all times.
Yes.
It kicked in for me at Thanksgiving last year, and I'm like, just be grateful every day, Kian. So when you're going into an environment, be grateful you've even got the opportunity to go to that event. Yeah. Be grateful you've got the opportunity to do business in this great city of San Antonio.
True.
Right.
Just have gratitude, you know? Yeah. And it really helps you overcome things. So actually your cup is always half full rather than half empty.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just naturally orientates you to just have a smile on your face.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for this. No matter like house is burning down, this has happened, that's happened, just be grateful.
100%. You think about all the people in the world and what some people are enduring in certain countries. Starvation, lack of water. I was just learning that Mexico has a water problem, that they're running out of water. I mean, we are so fortunate in this country. We are so fortunate because we're business owners or we're actively employed, one or the other. We've got family, we've got friends, we've got oxygen, we've got our health. There's so much to be grateful for. And if you just remember that every day, you're gonna knock it out of the park.
Definitely. And I think tied to that, one of the other reasons you want to come to our mega mixer is because actually all that ticket money is going to go to a nonprofit.
Right.
Yeah. And
so
camps.
What a great opportunity for us as a podcast team to encourage people to come to the mega mixer and do our bit to help a nonprofit.
Yeah,
I think that's awesome. Yeah. To help people out who need the help.
Exactly. Right. And having that mindset, not that I have to go to this event, but I get to go to this event. Because now they're, and also to be able to be giving back to a nonprofit that some of you guys haven't even heard about yet. You know, where your dollars are going is not only to expand your business, but to help a nonprofit. And that's one of the great things about this Mega Mixer.
Great point. Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to what you're wearing, I'd like to know what you guys, what your input is. How should people arrive at any mixer, at any networking event?
Well, I was thinking
Speedo.
Okay.
We're going to scratch that, guys.
Great. So Kirby's going to be
there. They're going to fire me from being a host.
I was thinking like a glitter jumpsuit, you know, a bit Elvis Presley-like. You know, let's just make this mega.
With stilettos, were you thinking?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't need it. I'm not.
Oh. That was a short joke. Do you see how we went there?
You see how that was inserted
Okay,
in there.
So the co-hosts are going to be turning up in some pretty interesting outfits.
Well, I always say, like, we're in business because we don't want to work for somebody else, mm-hmm. and we probably don't like following rules. So when it comes to dressing, I think you need to be comfortable and put together however that looks for you. Like, you can't come and rock in a, like, messy bun, like you just pulled all your clothes wrinkly out of the laundry. But if your profession...
A messy what?
A bun.
Your hair. It's hair. We don't know anything about this. Sorry, yeah. It's about the hair.
Okay.
You and I know nothing about
this. We were just excluded from that.
Hey? Yes, we
were. But that's the thing. Like, you don't have to get... if you don't wear a lot of makeup, I mean, and you've got a lot, like, clean face, just put together.
I wear very little makeup.
Very little makeup.
But, you can use a little.
You know, if you're like a t-shirt design company, then wearing a t-shirt to a networking event makes a lot of sense. Like, it's not all suits and ties, and it's whatever you feel comfortable in. Because if you're uncomfortable in like a suit that you got from Ross yesterday, it's going to come across. It's
definitely going to show.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because dress has changed dramatically over the last few years, particularly around COVID and what people got used to wearing at home.
Right.
I mean, I didn't. The whole concept of wearing like pajamas and stuff like that. You're smiling away like, yeah, that was me.
That was not me.
I didn't like sitting there so comfortable. In comfy clothes for work, it just felt like I wasn't at work, you know? But you see like so many now, you know, hip and trendy founders and business people, they're just in jeans and t-shirt and they've just been very cool. And is there any problem with turning up like that to a mixer?
For me, I think it's about authenticity.
But, I mean, you are dapper, you know?
Well, thank you though.
It's a pleasure. I
love
that.
I think it's about... thank you.
Chiefs.
Thank you. It's how I'm comfortable, but I'm still wearing jeans. So it's, you know, business up front and party downstairs. So that sounded horrible.
Some of the wealthiest, most successful people out there.
Hey, Brooke, cut that. Let me cut that.
I didn't even realize
I'm going
to
redo that, Brooke. Cut.
Are we back to speed dating?
Yeah, right. Like, what am I letting you do?
Speed dating, stilettos.
It's a good thing we're on the internet. Not like
trying to bring in a little levity, guys.
Let's just be thankful this isn't being live streamed.
Yeah, exactly. Brooke's going to be like, oh my God.
All right, so I'm going to try this again. I think it's important. All right, Brooke, we're gonna go back now. All right, so I think that it's really important. Everybody's laughing now. It's okay.
Try again,
guys.
Breaking of the fourth wall.
All right, I can't. Nobody look at me. All right. Brooke, any second, it's gonna happen. Any minute, sunshine. All right.
Oh my gosh. He's got the funniest laugh.
He does.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. I think I won't talk.
No, go for it. You need
Kirby
to
likes to be
second.
Authentic and comfortable, however that manifests
itself. Yes, whatever
itself.
That looks like to him.
Yeah. So I just think it's important that people are authentic and genuine to who they are. And we should all be very accepting of whatever that is. We judge a person by what they're about, not necessarily how they dress, but come business professional, come prepared to communicate openly with people whose business you can help first and who might actually be able to help your business.
Absolutely. So don't show up in pajamas unless you're selling pajama wear.
Yeah, it would make a statement, you know?
I mean, but yes, whatever your business represents, that's how you should be showing up. As we get ready to wrap up our show, again, another reminder to follow the Let's Talk Business podcast on all the major podcast platforms and social media. And then, of course, catch the video versions, hopefully not of that we just saw. No, I'm just kidding. On our YouTube channel and also Patreon. So, again, we'd like to invite you again to our Mega Mixer happening on May 16th. You can sign up on SA Talk Radio. And, guys, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Always fun. Always fun.
Definitely always fun.
And so, that's a wrap.